Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, May 6th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $7.1 billion. That's how much in financing Elon Musk has gathered to fund his takeover of Twitter. Altogether, Musk has assembled a slate of nearly 20 investors who are helping to foot the bill for his purchase of the social media company. Among those pitching in are Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison and crypto exchange Binance. The group also includes venture capital giant Sequoia and asset managers Brookfield and Fidelity. Investors from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Dubai are also contributing. The news was welcomed by Twitter and Tesla investors alike. For Twitter shareholders, the large slew of co-investors improves the likelihood that the deal will come to fruition. And for Tesla shareholders, Musk's ability to fundraise a portion of the cost to buy Twitter means he will be less reliant on selling his Tesla stock to gather the necessary cash. Musk also said the loan he is taking out to finance the deal is only $6.3 billion rather than $12.5 billion. That loan is secured with his Tesla stock. Tesla investors may be less keen to know that Musk is reportedly planning to run Twitter as its new CEO for a period of time after the deal. The next number up is 17%. That's roughly how much shares of Etsy fell on Thursday. It was far from the only e-commerce stock to take a hit. Shares of eBay dropped nearly 12%, while Shopify fell almost 15%. The sell-off comes as multiple e-commerce companies' earnings have missed analysts' expectations. Last month, Amazon's earnings disappointed investors, and now it seems like the retail giant was a harbinger of what was to come. Amazon suggested that inflation and geopolitical uncertainty was hurting its business, and smaller online retailers say they're seeing similar issues. But a broader problem affecting the e-commerce sector is that shoppers' spending habits are shifting. High inflation means that people have to pick and choose what they spend on. After years cooped up because of the pandemic, people are spending more on traveling or dining out. And if they're shopping for retail goods, they're doing it in stores more often rather than online. Our last number is 42%. That's how much the Renaissance IPO ETF has fallen year to date in 2022. That's compared with a 13% drop for the S&P 500 over that same time. On Thursday alone, the ETF fell nearly 9% as it got wrapped up in the broader downturn across the market. And it underscores the challenging environment for companies looking to go public. Markets remain volatile as the Federal Reserve's moves to curb inflation raise fears that a recession could be in the cards. Consequently, many companies are steering clear for the time being. Eye care company Bausch & Lomb is a notable exception. The company is planning to spin off from Bausch Health. The IPO market is looking to the deal as a barometer for how risky it is to go public these days. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, May 6th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.